This is Spirit Network Radio, a BBS radio production hosted by renowned clairvoyant medium Francine Milano. Spirit Network is committed to the dawning age of enlightenment, from the psychic to the holistic. If it's on the mind, body, and spirit, it's on Spirit Network.
Hello, and welcome to Spirit Network. I'm your host, Francine Milano, and I look forward to spending the next hour with you. Today's show is brought to you in part by Reiki by Ricky, Reiki Space and Learning Place, your place of peace. Located off Route 39, Lingolstown Road in Sturbridge Business Park in Harrisburg, PA, experience the gentle touch and deep healing of Reiki and have a peaceful evening. Visit www.reikibyricky.com, and I'm going to spell that R-E-I-K-I-B-Y-R-I-C-K-I-E.com, or call 717-599-2299. That's 717-599-2299. Another special sponsor today is Intuitive Consultants of Lancaster, PA. John and Maggie provide hypnotherapy, past life regression, and clairvoyant readings. They also offer controlled remote viewing, a proven tool to find lost objects and pets, and many of their services are available online worldwide. Visit their website at www.intuitiveconsultants.net or call them at 717-340-2121. That's 717-340-2121. If you'd like to be a sponsor on Spirit Network, we have many advertising options. Our shows are not just live, but they're also archived on the BBS website, and the podcast is available on iTunes the next day, so your message plays on to reach many people long after the show is done. Simply email radio@spiritnetwork.com. Now today we're going to talk about the spirit of gratitude and what positive energy can do for your life. Are you in a difficult situation? You need to see more positively? Or do you need to clear some of the negative energies that are lingering from your past? If you want to talk about that, just call the studio at toll free at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And maybe we can help. Yes, I say we. My awesome Ed McMahon is here today, Reverend Rainey Panzini. Welcome to the show, Rainey. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Always good to have you on. Did you have a good holiday season?
I did. I love the holidays, and they were really good this year.
Busy, busy?
Yes, very, very busy. Three kids, lots of family, a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. Well, we're going to talk about positivity and how we turn things around. I was thinking this morning, you know, when I took out the turkey, the Christmas turkey out of the oven, I burned my finger. And after I, you know, of course, I cursed first. Then I said, oh, good, a souvenir. It will remind me of how good the turkey is long after
it's
gone.
Good.
So this morning I was checking out the little scab and I was going, you know what? That was a good turkey.
Oh, see, it worked out fine.
You got to find positivity in everything. So it's almost a new year, and it's a perfect time to reassess our lives, take stocks in our lessons and accomplishments, and it's also a traditional time to set new goals for the year ahead. So I thought maybe we might talk about ways to enhance this ritual by understanding how to be more positive and grateful and realizing that we can attract more positive situations and attract more to be grateful for. Do you, by the way, have any New Year's resolutions? Do you do that?
I do New Year's resolutions. I used to be very specific in my resolutions. You know, I want to lose 50 pounds. I want to grow my hair 12 inches.
All realistic stuff, I know.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, I've gotten older and wiser, and now my resolutions are to be kinder on a daily basis, to make better choices when it comes to eating and exercise. So not being specific, but I'm going to be easy on myself this year. But I'm going to make better choices. And kind of stuff like that.
Well, that's good. I, you know, I have one every year. It's just dieting, you know, every single year. But it's going to be a new diet every year. And, you know... It's funny because the fact is that I usually only stay on it long enough to lose the holiday pounds, but at least I'm grateful for that. You know, they actually say if you can make a resolution till Valentine's Day, then you have a really good shot at making something stick. So that's something to think about in short-term goals anyway, that something might last, because a lot of us have that little inner saboteur, don't we? You know, I mean, and we do make things that are like, oh, it's really the... They really shouldn't be something that's impossible and that you already know you're set up for failure because I didn't keep it last year or the year before. But I keep doing that one because at least I know that I am going to lose a few pounds. So that's that still ends up being worth it. And so this is the time that we reflect on the past year. And I find that letting go of the regrets and forgiving ourselves for situations we weren't happy about and as well as others, that's so important. I feel like that is one of the basics, or at least like one of the rules in my life to that we can like start anew and be free to set new goals for the next year. Because if you bring all the gunk with you, you know, it's like running across the finish line in the mud. You know, so it's really, really hard. So I did want to talk about that and like the major ways to create a positive environment is obviously to find gratitude and appreciation in just about everything. I mean, and it's really so easy to find when we look, you know, and it's even just uncovering the silver lining brings a new energy to your life, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
So do you have any like little rituals for finding the positive in everything? I mean, do you have any like specific habits that you really make sure that?
I do.
Yeah. Well, tell me.
Okay.
Because you're such a positive person. I want to hear, you know, you're going to teach me.
Oh, good. I love to teach. Well, I'll tell you the truth. I don't think I was always a positive person. You know, I had a lot of grumbling and complaining about silly little things and petty little problems here and there. But as I, again, got older and I had kids and I got a little wiser and things kind of, you know, you get a different perspective on stuff. I started to really catch myself when I was being negative. And it took a while to even pay attention to yourself to know when you're being negative. And then after a while, when I started doing that, it got easier. So I would say, oh, wait, now I'm having negative thoughts. Let me stop and let me change them. And I found that if I did this one specific thing every morning and one specific thing every night before I went to bed, it kind of set me up for the whole day. So when I wake up in the morning, before I get out of bed, I name five things that I'm grateful for. You know, it could be every day something different. I'm grateful that I even woke up this morning. I'm grateful that I only got up once last night because now I have that get up in the middle of the night thing going on.
But you're right. I mean, being aware and staying aware is so very important, because if you're not even communicating with yourself, then you can't be communicating with the universe and taking out, you know, and bringing back that positive. You're not even having a conversation, but it is hard. It really is hard, because it's almost like you have to step outside yourself, because we let things like go by us and we take no notice. You know, and we get so absorbed in like just the earthly tasks and multitasking, and it's just too busy. And, you know, so catching yourself is really, really becoming an art to do that. But you're so right. And I think the law of attraction is so important. You know, you know, do you do any rituals with the law of attraction?
I try to set my intention every day. And I feel like if I set the right intention for the day, that attracts the right energy for the day.
Do you do this so like while you're brushing your teeth? I mean, what is the, tell me what your ritual is.
Okay. So I definitely do the, what am I grateful for before I even get out of bed, before my feet hit the floor. And then, when I do get up and out of bed, and as I'm maybe doing my makeup or making breakfast for the kids, I think, what do I want my intention to be today? do I have plans to do something of service today? And then I want my intention to be helpful. Or do I, you know, if I'm going to school to help with the class or something, or is my intention today to start a new kind of healthy eating thing? And then so my intention today is to be healthy. So I feel like if I put my intention for the day out,
right,
then my that matching energy, law of attraction, will come to me.
Okay,
so
very good. Because yeah, the law of attraction is like definitely attracts like, you know,
yeah.
and what we put out there is exactly what we put out, you know, we get back. And that's why mm-hmm. gratitude's so important, because when
yeah.
you give the universe things that you're grateful for and you thank them for it, they'll bring you
mm-hmm.
more things to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
And thoughts
mm-hmm.
really are prayers. People tend to forget that. And I'm guilty of it, Rini. I'm not going to lie. It's hard for me. And especially if you're like around negative people and that bring you down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many challenges. But positive and negative prayers, I mean, they're definitely, you know, it's almost like being positive is a choice, you
yes.
know, and as far as challenges, I mean, we came here to Earth for those. And if
mm-hmm.
we, it's what we do with them. It's not even the challenges themselves. It's how we let them affect us that really
mm-hmm.
counts, you know. So
mm-hmm.
if being positive is a choice, it's just kind of twisting it around. And I'm sure
mm-hmm.
we can all rattle off a list of stresses and negative people who affect us. You know, it is like a lifelong journey, you know, into
yeah.
positivity. I feel like, you know, I'll be 90 by the time I like really get it, a handle on it.
But
it's,
at least
it's,
you'll have it.
Well, yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. But then I'm on the other side.
Right.
Then I'll see what I did. But yeah, I mean, it's really, we're all a work in progress. There's nothing
yeah.
perfect about this earth. We just do
mm-hmm.
the best we can. But there's a
mm-hmm.
lot of people that, especially around the holidays, get very depressed. They think they're alone and that they don't have, like, there's no other people that have these kind of issues. And why does this happen
mm-hmm.
to me all the time? Why does this happen to
right.
me? And I feel like the universe only hears, you know, this happens to me all the time.
Right.
You know, and if that's what you put out
right.
there, then maybe it's just going to keep happening to you all the time. So
mm-hmm.
you have to definitely change your MO.
Yep.
So what I want, so we want to talk about like how people want to know, how do we do that?
Right. Right.
You know, I mean, I have clients and students that are just,
mm-hmm.
okay, you go ahead. You're going to say something.
Okay. So I was going to tell you that the other day on the news was a woman, they just had like a spotlight thing on her. She was 104 years old. She was a volunteer for maybe one of the local museums or something. But there's something that she said, and I said, look at this. This is why she's 104 years old and she's happy, because she said she can recognize when she's in a bad mood or getting into a bad mood, and she does something immediately to change her mood.
Without killing someone, because that will do
yes.
it.
Yes. So I think what she did was that she was very cute. And she pulled out like a bag of crocheting and she said, this is
what
I do.
By the way, Rini, how could you be 104 yeah. and not be cute? But anyway, go ahead.
It's true. She really
she pulled out her yarn. Okay.
She pulled out her yarn and she started crocheting and she said, this is what puts me in a better mood. And I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody knew what exactly could put them in a better mood? So I was thinking, like, what do I do when I'm in a crabby mood, aside from trying to get away from people so they don't see my crabby mood? But if I can't get away from everybody, I like to, you know, go to my happy place, in quotation marks, like they always talk
yeah.
about, you know, picture the beach or something like that. And sometimes that's hard to get a hold on. You know, you're like, oh, yeah, I can picture the beach, big whoop.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I know for me, smells are a big thing, you know,
uh-huh.
to change my mood. And it's something lemony. So I actually will carry maybe like a hanky that has like a lemony perfume on it, and I'll smell that. Or even
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I mean, you
can
just use essential oils. I mean, like I have,
yes.
I talk about essential oils and the thing, different things that you can do with them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's awesome. You know, just douse a
yeah.
hanky in your favorite
yeah,
scent.
Yeah, just to have something that changes your mood. And I even have, this is so goofy and cheesy, but this is what makes me laugh, is there, my favorite picture is of two chocolate bunnies, like Easter chocolate bunnies.
Uh-huh.
And one is missing ears and one is missing a tail. Obviously, somebody ate them. And the
yeah.
one missing the tail says, my butt hurts. and the one missing the ears says, what?
So you look at cartoons.
Yes, and I have looked at that cartoon so many times, it's stuck in my head. So I bring it up, and it makes me laugh.
That's
and it
so
changes
funny.
My mood.
And just a side note, you know, you and I always end up paralleling. And by the way, lemon would be my scent as well.
See?
I know. See? We always parallel.
Another mister.
So that's a good thing. See, we have got chemistry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Well, you know, I want to talk about real specific things that people can do mm-hmm. to give them ideas mm-hmm. that really, you know, maybe that doesn't sound good to someone, you know, like a hanky. I don't even have
right.
a hanky, you know.
Right.
But
right.
I want to get specific things that maybe that a bell will go off for them. But I want to mm-hmm. first talk about cleansing your space.
Mm,
because
important.
I think that, you know, that those steps as far as cleansing out the energies from the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every January, by the way, I do offer a workshop to get rid of the bad mojo from the year before. So mm-hmm. I brought in my list of helpful cleansing rituals because this
cool.
makes the next step of adding positive energies a lot easier. Because like I said, mm-hmm. otherwise you're just running through the mud into the
right.
next year and you're taking all
right.
of that glop with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get rid of all of it. I mean, let's face it. Like I said, we have certain karmas and certain things we do have to deal with. It's just mm-hmm. how we do it. So do you do any cleansings for yourself? Like any rituals at the beginning of the year or?
I do a lot of smudging in my house and in
yeah,
my office.
Okay.
I love the sage. And again, anything with like a smell gets to me. So I do
right,
smudge.
Right.
I do light a lot of white candles,
mm-hmm.
and I find that works for me, that, you
yeah.
know, it's palpable. When I'm done, I can feel the cleanliness.
How many times a year do you do that?
I probably smudge maybe once a month.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
I don't do it quite that often. I make sure that I do it
I
at
do.
Least once a year, and then mm-hmm. after that, it really depends on who's been in the house.
Oh.
You know, and the same with the office. I mean, you know, people are come
right.
and go with their problems all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but so I might even smudge in the office a little bit more often.
Right,
but,
right.
you know, because we don't know. Listen, you don't know the life of
mm-hmm.
your plumber, what really goes
right.
on behind the scenes. You just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I find, though, that, you know, the first thing to a cleanse is really doing
mm-hmm.
a personal cleaning or a personal cleanse. And that means actually
okay.
taking a shower. You know,
right.
using a sea salt scrub or with peppermint is a very strongly recommended one. You know, we're taking a hot bath with sea salts, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you really want to clean your house well from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like a lot of prep work, but what we're doing is a physical cleanse is
mm-hmm.
the start to a spiritual cleanse. And even for mental and emotional aspects, you know, as you bathe, you want to picture all the frustrations, annoyances, disappointments, you know, just leaving you and pouring down the drain along with the dirty water. Now, rituals, specific rituals, and I'm going to ask you if you know any. With the workshops that I do, there's no way I could present it all in this format in a short
right.
amount of time that we have. But, you know, I picked the top ones that I felt were very important. Top of the list, like you said, smudging. And for those who you don't know it, it's a Native American ritual. It's kind of like the sage that you cook with, but it's a dried
mm-hmm.
form of sage. And I do believe it's a little bit of a different sage. Is that correct? I mean, there's not burning the stuff out of
kind.
Your spice pack.
I know there's
yeah.
a couple of different kinds, but I'm pretty sure you could use any sage.
You probably could. California white sage is the most popular that I know. And
mm-hmm.
it comes in bundles and they're very inexpensive, but you light them like incense, you blow them out and then they go smolder.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to do is you go around the house and you sort of wave the smoke around and you might say a little ritual. I don't know about you, but I always say positive energy only, you know, negative be gone, only positive welcome here. One thing people want to do is make sure, and I don't know if you know this, the corners always is where
mm-hmm.
the energy gathers, kind of like
mm-hmm.
dust and cobwebs are always in the corners because
mm-hmm.
we're moving air around when we walk through rooms. So those I try to get first, you know, just
okay.
to really get them clean.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, that's something I definitely do every year, at least once a year. So maybe people can go online and check that out a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned essential oils.
Yes.
Do you work with them at all?
I don't really know. Mm-hmm. I don't know much about them, but you can tell me.
Well, there's a lot you can do with essential oils, and I like your new one. That's going on my list, you know, to put in a hanky and keep yourself in a good mood. Mm-hmm. But as far as cleansings, lavender happens to be one of the most popular kind of catch-all scents, and you can put them in your bath salts, just like you would peppermint if you don't like peppermint. But there's a lot of cleansing properties in essential oils, but it just really depends on your needs or your tastes, but it is something of the earth. You know, if it's rose oil, that came from a rose, a flower, something like kind of God energy. And it's all positive and healing properties. And so I personally like to put a little lavender in the water, in the salt. I also draw little crosses over the doorways. And those crosses indicate only good energy passing through the doorways. You know, and you might just do that in both sides of the door on the interiors. Some people just do the outside. Charged candles. You were talking about white candles. They don't have to be charged, but they do sell candles that were blessed or Reiki has been done during the process of the making of the candles. But if they're white candles, if you could bless them yourself, that's fine. But yeah, white candles, if you have like really bad energy in the house, you might want to do some black candles too. But that's, you know, a whole nother workshop, but you could look online about how to do that. But it's as the candles burn, so does the energy. So the black candles actually take out negative energy and the white candles bring in good energy. So it makes sense that you do that after your smudge. Some people burn sweetgrass after they've burned sage because the sage takes away the negative and the sweetgrass brings back in the good stuff. But I really feel like once you've cleaned out the bad stuff, you know, then you decide what you put in there just by your attitude, really. Creative visualization, the law of attraction, just like you said, prayer. Certain stones and charged crystals. Clergy blessings. A lot of people at the beginning of the year have their priest or minister come and bless the home. Now, you and I are both ordained ministers. Have you ever been asked to do that?
I have done it for friends, but I don't really put it out there that it's something I do, although it is something I do.
Yeah, same with me. Same with me. And holy water. You don't have to be Catholic, but if you go into the vestibule and you get bring a container and get some holy water, put it around. You can douse it around your house. You could put it in a bowl and just let it evaporate on a counter. You know, it knows what to do. There are some less things that I don't care for, like the voodoo spells. But there are some that actually work. I mean, I have some good friends that are Wiccans and Wiccan rituals. I've seen that work, and it's very strong to clean out the bad mojo. Well, I've been blessed to know these people, but it's not something I practice personally. Feng Shui. Do you know about Feng Shui?
I do. I have a lot of books on it, and I think it's very interesting.
Do you rearrange your furniture just to change that energy?
I do rearrange my furniture, but there's sometimes things that you can't rearrange. You know, if my front door is in the wrong spot, what do you do about
that? You can't really do that. No. But you could put your furniture in the best place to make sure that the flow of energy goes from the front to the back. So do you have a back door?
I do have a back door, and it's right across from my front door.
Well, see, now that's a good thing, actually, from what I understand.
Oh, good.
Is that wrong?
Because if you have I only have one book on it. Great.
You know, I know that you're supposed to be able, even when you smudge, that after you're done, you're supposed to open both doors and let that energy pass through. In any case, so that's basically how some of the ideas to actually cleanse. But then after that, we want to talk about prevention. Because, you know, you don't need that negative person coming right back then the next day, right?
No, You do not.
You know, we want to make sure that we've protected the home or protected mm-hmm. yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then this person leaves the house again, you're going to need to smudge all over again. But it's not really right. necessary, right?
Right.
So do you do anything kind of like basic energy shields?
Well, I probably should do more of it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm always safe. I just
right.
have that kind of feeling. I don't want to say I don't buy into the very negative stuff coming at me, but I feel like if I myself remain positive, then nothing can really get at me.
Well, that
so
you
I'm
know,
more
you,
of, yeah.
It's like the dark stuff does exist, but you don't need to accept it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can accept that it exists, but like you said, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not really I don't buy into it. In other words, yes, there are a lot of people that walk in fear of it. And like you said, like we talk about the law of attraction, it doesn't mm-hmm. just, it doesn't discriminate. It can manifest your nightmares as well mm-hmm. as your best things. So you do have to work on
Absolutely.
The fear. You know,
right.
so if I'm just not accepting it, it already knows, don't even bother coming to Francine's house. Don't even
exactly.
bother. You know, that's
right.
just all that
right.
there is to it.
I like to focus on the love. I don't like to focus on the fear. Yes.
But there are things that people can do. Prayer mm-hmm. is one of the biggest things,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a white light of protection, just to mm-hmm. ask to surround yourself with white light, or a prayer to maybe ask Archangel Michael to place protection energy shield around the start of every day. You know,
mm-hmm.
there are certain saints and certain archangels that are made for certain things, and we have to know who they are to call on them. Pink light also is very important. It's about unconditional love and compassion. So that when love is in your heart, it doesn't really have room for the darkness. You know, and that's about being positive. So when you're working mm-hmm. on positivity, you know, pink light is a really good energy to work with, you know,
mm-hmm.
And meditation. Do you meditate, don't you, Rini?
I do meditate.
Yeah. Do you do that every day?
Well, I would like to say yes, but I don't.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I think about it every day, and I think, I should meditate today.
Well, it's the thought that counts, right? That's what they say.
Yes, that's my intention. I have good intentions.
Doesn't mean you didn't quite make it, but your intention was good, and that's all that counts.
Right.
So I don't meditate every day. I used to when I was developing as a medium,
mm-hmm.
but I don't feel the need to do it every day, but I do it on a work day, of course, when I do it in the morning
mm-hmm.
because I want to change my intention or make sure that everything is in the right place to see clients,
mm-hmm.
but not quite as like that half hour thing. And you don't have to do that. You just need like a meditation that makes you centered. You know, and like you said, even stating your intentions is a form of meditation.
Sure.
Some
and so it's
people,
prayer.
Yeah, you can work on your chakra alignments. There's a whole lot of mm-hmm. things you can do in meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So another basic energy shield is stones and crystals. Not all crystals, though, because crystals, if you look at them, they're like kind of a magnifier.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not in a good mood or if there's a lot of negative energy around you, it can actually enhance it and make it stronger. So you do have to be careful about having crystals around people that are negative between you. But if someone's interested in studying stones and crystals, that's definitely an option. You just want to know what stone and crystal is for what. And then lighting candles, continuing lighting white candles or charged candles, is a great way to just keep, it's kind of like keeping the house dusted, right?
Right.
The other
mm-hmm.
thing is fresh flowers. Now, not only does it put you in a good mood and it's nice mm-hmm. and smelly, but it is something of the earth, bringing it mm-hmm. indoors, and it does really change the energy. And
mm-hmm.
it just keeps things fresh. You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't do it in the winter, but, you know, we are very advantageous to live in the Amish area
yeah.
in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and they're wonderful gardeners, and they're
mm-hmm.
always somewhere along the roadside. There's always fresh flowers to buy, very
yeah.
inexpensive,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
some of these people are very talented. So on my way home, at least once a week, I make sure that there's fresh flowers in the house,
mm-hmm. nice.
You know? Yeah, but you have such a sweet husband. I'll bet he buys you flowers all the time, doesn't he?
Well, I've taught him that S is for Friday and flowers.
You taught What is for Friday?
F is for Friday and flowers.
Oh, so
on
Friday
he should bring home flowers. And
so
he
every
does
Friday?
Most Fridays. Well, not ever. Sometimes he forgets.
That's
and
okay.
F is for forgetting.
Hey, listen, if you got him that far, I'm impressed.
Yeah. So some Fridays he'll show up with a nice bouquet of flowers, and I love
that's
them.
That's really nice. That's really nice. See, and that doesn't hurt the energies at all, you know?
Right.
So so do you, can you think of any others that just keep you going?
Well, I do like the smudging, and I do burn lavender incense probably once a week or even more.
Incense, yeah, incense is not a bad thing either, especially if it's an essential oil incense.
Yeah.
So more smelly lavender. Things that make you, things that make you smile, you know, even laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Laughter is not just
the
best medicine for people, but it's also about the energies around you. Because you're filling a room with laughter, how can there be a lot of positive, you know, negative stuff?
Right. There's no room for negative.
There's no room
positive.
For negative. If you put enough light, there's no room for dark, right?
Yeah.
So, and I'm just going to make a note of that because that's going to go into my next workshop.
Yay.
So, I was also thinking that bringing in the good mojo by serving others is so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's really important that you give to yourself, and there are a lot of people that should probably give to themselves more than they do.
Mm-hmm.
But serving others in a really positive manner just does such good for the soul.
Yeah.
And volunteerism, you know, my favorite is like random acts of kindness.
Me
you know,
too.
Those are things that, you know, sometimes they're planned a little bit, but when you see a need, you fill it. That's what we're supposed to be here for. It just feels natural.
Right.
You know, so good deeds, just things that you plan, good deeds are really important too, not just holding the door for someone. And there's a lot of people say, well, I try to do that all the time. You know, well, and sometimes though, I think that people don't realize how much more they could be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just going to a convenience store and happen to open the door for the person behind you and hold
right.
it, you know, may not be as, I'm going to give another list from one of my workshops and just chime in, okay?
Okay.
All right. So here's a list of good deeds, you know, and I'm going to say everybody should choose one of these the first week of the year. Okay.
I love
that's
that.
Really, really important. So number one, let's make a meatloaf or an extra meatloaf or casserole, whatever you're making that's freezable, make a little extra, give it to an older neighbor who doesn't cook much anymore. Buy a bag of high quality groceries, maybe with coffee, gourmet coffee, organic fruits, and a few little indulgent chocolates, and donate the whole bag to your local food bank and shelter.
Nice.
You know what they get at the shelters and those food banks? Everything comes out of a can.
Oh.
You know, so it'd be kind of nice just to have this little something special, right?
Right, yeah.
You know, and you know, we have a local shelter. Everybody's got a pantry somewhere close to them. I mean, you know, a shelter that they all need them. On all the times of year, a lot of times we think that this is just like, it's not just for holidays. It's not just for December. And I know that we're more giving in December.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes we just tend to be self-centered with all the gifts we got. And we totally forgot people in January.
Right.
And that's when they get most depressed because they just went through the holidays with people they weren't with. You know, so there's always somebody, no matter what, that has it worse than you.
Right.
And sometimes we don't realize that unless we really are serving others. And then we can be more grateful for what we have.
Yeah.
And by the way, I always recommend children to do this too. Do you have your kids, like, do any volunteer work with you? Like, do you do anything as a family?
We do. With the girls, this year we did the Archangel program through the Lancaster Arc.
Oh,
and that's
nice.
For like developmentally disabled adults that don't have families, and so they give these little lists of things they like for Christmas, and we get a list and we go shopping and we wrap everything and we return it to them and then they give it out. So that's how
I like that. Would you send me a link to them? Because I would like to see what else they would need during the year on those other months.
And they could always use something. Yeah, there's always a list of something.
Well, here's one I learned actually from my own experience was calling the nearest nursing home and asking them what they need, whether it's for the holidays or any other time of year. I had a little angel program myself before I moved here, and you'd be surprised. They don't have budgets for little extras, you know, even holiday decorations.
Right.
When I had asked for our group, what could we do for you? I got we have no flower budget. This was the springtime. We have nothing for planting, you know.
Oh.
The alternative was, could you call bingo numbers so that people could yell at you for being too fast or too slow or not loud enough? Or do you play the piano because they love sing-alongs? Well, I didn't have talent in either one of those. So we bought plants. Everybody donated a plant. And then we went and we put in the pansies and all that. And it was really funny because anybody that was able-bodied, they thought we were doing a workshop. So they had all these people out there helping us and all the residents that were able-bodied to do it. And we just had a really good time. We just thought we were not going to see them at all. So while we're there, we find out that a lot of – there's no budget for like extra toothbrushes and stuff. They expect their families. Some nursing homes actually expect their families that are supplying this. So in talking to the residents, what do you need? It was like the basic run to the dollar store and get some supplies. So that's what we ended up doing as well. So you just never know what they're going to need. It was very shocking of how little of a budget they actually do work with, you know? So let's see. You might also bring your well-behaved dog for a visit at the nursing home. Just ask them first. There's nothing like a happy creature to raise someone's spirits. I mean, I love animals. Right. And I know there's people that trust the animals more than they do people. And I know you have some little mushy ones at home.
I do.
You know, and they must bring you a lot of joy.
They do. They do. And they're very lovable. I have very, very lovable doggies. Three little snuffers.
And little lovable doggies also are another thing that helps keep the energies positive in the home.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? So like very, very simple things like shoveling your walk or raking your leaves. If it's not too much effort for you to do, then go ahead and do the same for the neighbor. Just, you know, don't have to do it all the time, but just consider it a good exercise for the body and as well as a good deed. Make an extra effort to help somebody carry packages and bags or kids even, you know, just to rather than just holding the door for them. And, you know, most of us, I like to think everybody's good that we do this, but there have been times when I looked at somebody going, you know, you could have held the door open.
Right.
And I'm sitting there with this big bundle and I'm like, oh, whatever, you know. And then there's other times when, well, I remember not long ago at a store, somebody was, it was a kid, he was like 14, holding the door for me. And I waited a long time because I was kind of like on the other side of the parking lot, not sure why he was doing it, but and I looked at him going in, I said, listen, thank you very much, and thank your mother for me, you know, because these little niceties, you know, are really a reflection of how we raise our children, you know, most of the time. So how about a breakfast program? You know, I mean, your fire hall, your local fire hall, you know, ask them what you could do to volunteer for that. That really is a good, well needed. They always need help, and it does your heart good. Bring somebody less fortunate a plant or some fresh flowers. You know, this doesn't have to be about your time. It could be just the littlest thing. You know, it's something that, you know, they might not be able to spend money on, or and the smile will just come back every time they look at it. And back in the kitchen, boy, I do love to cook. Making soup for a friend recovering from a surgery or an illness. That I like to think that we don't have to put that on a list.
Right.
You know, I like to think that we're all neighbors. But, you know, I've lived in a lot of places, Rainey, and some places I never got to meet my neighbors. I like Lancaster. I know all my neighbors. We do Christmas gift exchanges. It's very, very different. It just depends on where you live. But make that extra effort. So taking your nieces and nephews out for the day. Well, if you've got that kind of age range of little ones, you know that, you know, your brother or sister really will appreciate a little bit of a break, you know, for your niece and nephew or your best friend's kids, you know, take them apple picking or to the movies or something to get them out of the mom and dad's hair for a while. So that would be good.
Yes, that's very helpful.
Yeah. So you, I know that you do, you're one to just step right in with someone. You know, you're always there. You can't, you've already told me, you know, you can never say no.
No, I
But
can't.
do you do any other volunteer work that other than the holidays?
I'm big on the random acts of kindness. And now, so my new thing is, I just saw this on Facebook today and I thought it was so interesting and I shared it. So you can probably see it on your page also. It
Okay.
is somebody put together, I think it was like big Ziploc bags, and in them they put hand lotion, antibacterial gel, protein bars, crackers, little hotel-sized shampoos and soaps and stuff like that.
Huh.
And they keep them in their car. And if they see a homeless person or somebody asking for money on the side of the road, they give them a bag,
Little kid.
a little kit that they could take to the
I like
shelter with
that.
them. Yeah, so I think that's a great idea. So I'm going to this week put together some bags with the kids while they're home, and we'll put them in the car in a certain spot because we live right near Route 30, and a lot of times there are people right on the side of the highway, either hitchhiking or, you know, asking for money. And so now we're going to have those in the car. So that's going to be our
That's
new
so
thing.
nice. And I also see on your Facebook where you actually forward a lot of posts about missing animals in the area. You know, so you definitely do your part. So aside from agreeing to take care of me in my old age, I really think you got it going on. See, I picked the right person.
That's right. You're holding me to that too. I know
Oh, do you notice that? I haven't made you
it. You
actually sign
keep
a
bringing it up.
contract yet.
You're so funny.
Yeah, I haven't
It
actually made you sign the contract yet, but you know, it's coming, don't.
is. I know it. I know it's coming.
I'm gonna wait till you have a couple glasses of wine.
Oh,
That's what
New
I'm
Year's
waiting
Eve.
for.
I have to remind my husband to not let me sign anything on New Year's Eve this year.
Exactly. Now, there's actually another workshop that I do called The Power of Positive, and I usually do that once a year. Now, in this workshop, I actually ask my students to take a 30-day challenge, and it requires staying aware, like we talked about, it's very difficult, and actually catching all the negative thoughts and reactions that you have each day and turn them around, like immediately. You know, and it's not easy, and it's not always successful. But even if you just try it for a few, and it only comes out for the few days, you really come to realize how many negative thoughts can be in your day, you know, and things that we judge, even another woman's shoes. Oh, she really,
And you
she
don't
wore
even, yeah,
those? I
it just
mean,
happens.
yeah, that's even something like that. So I'm going to just bring it out to the listeners that I'm going to ask them to take this 30-day challenge, and I think that and I think that I would get amazing feedback as I have in the past. You're welcome to email me radio@spiritnetwork.com and let me know how it's going. And I think if you're really making an effort to find positivity, you will. I mean, you really will. I think sometimes when people don't find it, that perhaps they don't want it, you know. Perhaps there's something else going on, but that's just my opinion. Renee, I want to go into the mailbag. I want to go into the mailbag if I could. All right.
Yay.
So I've done all the talking. I'm gonna let you do some talking. All right. Okay. So my first email is from Juanita, and she's asking, can a negative energy be placed on an entire family? Generation after generation.
That's a good question.
It is a good
So
question.
it is a good question. So I think, of course, if you think of something as a curse, but again, I put a curse in quotations because I don't like to validate negative too much. But if
Right.
you have family members that pass on the story of a curse that was put on the family generations ago, and they keep telling the story over and over to generation after generation, it kind of becomes the family's legacy. And that's not a good legacy to pass on. So I think, yes, negative energy can be placed on a family, but it can also be removed by the same family, right? Just simply ask God or goddess or spirit or your long gone great grandfather or whoever to take this negative energy off the family. And I think it's that simple. I think it's, again, intention. If you intend to clear the generations of this negative energy or curse that you think was placed on you, you can just say, I'm not going to, you know, the buck stops here. We're not going to have this anymore. It's not going to happen. We're going to light some white candles. We're going to burn some sage and really believe that it's gone, and then it's gone.
I agree with you. I think it's a state of mind, a curse.
Yes.
I don't believe in curses. I believe in negative and positive energy, but we either feed it or we get rid of it. So it's just like we talked about the law of attraction. If you believe that this is happening, it's happening, but I wouldn't label it a curse. And the fact is energy is just energy. Energy really is just neutral. You know, we are the ones who put a label on it. We label everything. Yes. So there may be dark, but not everybody's going to see something as dark.
That's true.
So I think that some people also find a way to blame. They're looking for blame.
Yes.
You know, and you know, I don't want to use a scapegoat, like a curse. But there are families that have less luck than others. So I don't want to invalidate Juanita's experience. But I just want to say, you put mojo out there and you expect it to happen every year, then that's what happens every year.
Right. And they can get rid of it. If they intend to get rid of it, they can do it.
Follow those steps. Absolutely. Thank you. Okay. So another one.
Okay.
Laura wants to know why negative energy is so much stronger than positive energy.
Okay. Well, I don't know if in reality it's actually stronger than positive energy, but I think people are afraid of the negative, so you put that fear on it, and fear is a very strong energy.
Right.
So maybe when you're feeling the negative, you're also feeling the fear, and it feels doubly heavy on you.
I thought you said bubbly. I'm like, yeah, that's my bubbly. Reading.
Bubbly. I'm bubbly. Bubbly. So I think that if you put fear into it, it makes it feel stronger. But keep in mind that the energy of love is the strongest energy. So if you can put love up to that negative energy, then it won't feel so strong.
So it's kind of like how you choose to perceive it.
Yes, and how you react to it, right?
Yeah.
It's all in your reaction. So I actually have a good example of this.
Oh, good.
As you know, I'm an interfaith minister, and I officiate a lot of weddings. I recently became the regional organizer for marriage equality in Lancaster. And that opens a whole world of negative comments on my Facebook, and I even got some negative emails.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Close-minded
yeah,
people.
Sad. Yes, exactly. So at first it completely freaked me out, right? Because you don't want to hear that people don't like you or don't like your beliefs. Nobody wants to really actually see that.
Hey, have you met me before, by the way?
So I was a little freaked out, but then I thought about it and I decided that instead of responding to each and every negative comment, because who wants to open that can of worms, I would just approach them with love and no words at all. So I honestly just responded with a heart symbol, you know, like you make the tree and the little V.
Oh, I like that.
On Facebook, and it turns up a heart. So no words. So whoever was negative to me, I just sent them a heart.
Just a heart.
Just a heart.
Oh, that's nice. And the reason I giggled is because, you know, being a medium has not been easy. And I've had to combat a new, and I've been doing it for 15 years. And Rainey, it doesn't stop. It's just that I, you know, I laugh at it now. I was going to be moving my office down the hall, and I understand the Christian Ministry Council, and I got my minister ordination the same way they did. You know, they thought I was the occult. So I said to the landlord, well, I'm not really sure they're going to want to share a party wall with me. So I declined that offer, but I laugh at it, you know, and years ago it really would have upset me.
Right.
So it's really just a matter of laughter. Remember, laughter is very important. So that's a great example.
Yeah.
And so you just send out little hearts.
I just send a little heart and they never respond to the heart. I get new, fresh comments and they also get a heart, but they never respond to the heart. So I'd like to think that when they get the heart, they go, she's not going
to
fight with me.
Like
and then
to
maybe
think
that
opens
them up a little. Yeah. That's how I like to think of it.
Even if it's not the reality, Renee, you have turned a negative into a positive. And after a while, you'll just send out hearts all over the place, but it won't really agitate you.
Right.
You know, so you won't let it.
Another heart.
Yep, absolutely. Just another heart. Okay.
Just another heart.
One more. And this is actually Marianne, and both Marianne and Josh, they had similar questions. So I'm just going to give you one. Positive thinking seems to have no effect in my life. Why is that?
That's sad to think that, but it's not true. I don't think it's true that it doesn't have an effect. I think that maybe you're not fully believing the positive as you say it or as you think it. And you have to really take a moment to look positively at things with gratitude. Gratitude is the key,
right?
I think, on the positive thinking and the positive energy. So if you hate your car, I hate my car. My car is ugly. Don't think of it as I hate my car. Think of it as I'm lucky that I have this car. There are people that don't even have a car.
Absolutely. There's always somebody a little less advantaged.
Right.
So you can find it in everything, but maybe they're not looking for it.
Right.
You know?
Maybe they're not looking for it. So if you really, really want to have the positive, you have to look for it.
Yeah.
And you have to change your thinking.
And the more you do it, the more that it's going to become more obvious later down the line.
Right.
So tell me something. I know you work with psychic children. You do ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You're also an origami owl representative. You do jewelry. Is there anything you would like to plug or, you know, have people get in touch with you about?
Well, I'm adding another line to my shingle, if that's what they call it. Right?
That shingle's getting pretty long.
It's a big shingle. But I'm prioritizing, and I am going to be starting on January 1st, and I didn't even tell you this yet.
Oh, I know. I'm excited. I can't wait.
It is exciting. Aside from all the other things that I'm not getting rid of, I am going to be starting a blog. And you'll be able to see it at RenePandini.com because that's going to be all new as of January 1st. So there'll be
wonderful.
All new stuff.
The
blog is, I'm not sure of the title yet, but it's going to be about making at least one better choice every day.
I love that. Well, all they need is the website for now. So go ahead and spell your name.
Yes. Okay. It's RenePandini, RenePandini.com. You can also find me on Facebook.
Yeah, and if they cannot find you or spell it, they can always get in touch with the show, and we'll be happy to send that information. So that's awesome. I'm going to definitely keep up with that, link it up, and I'm looking forward to that. You're keeping secrets from me. So listen, before we go, I want to mention the sponsor again. Today's show is brought to you in part by Reiki by Ricky. And Reiki, that's Reiki Space and Learning Place, your place of peace. Located off Route 39, Lingolstown Road in the Sturbridge Business Park in Harrisburg, PA. Experience the gentle touch and deep healing of Reiki and have a very peaceful evening. Visit www.reikibyricky.com or call 717-599-2299. That's 717-599-2299. And I'm going to spell the ReikiByRicky.com, ReikiByRicky. Okay, so listen, before we go, do you have any other tips you just off the top of your head that we didn't cover? I mean, like I said, it's so much information. We could do definitely a couple more workshops on it.
I know. I'd like to end with one of my favorite quotes.
Okay, go.
Okay, it's by Wayne Dyer.
Oh, I love him.
Me too. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
I like that. Love that.
Yeah.
Love that. That's great. That's a great note to end on. Irini, thanks so much for joining me today and sharing your thoughts and about making 2014 a better year.
Yay.
Okay, friends, that's it for us. I wish you all the best for a great year in front of you. Love much. Bye.
You've been listening to Spirit Network Radio. For more information about the show, please visit spiritnetwork.com. For more information about your host, psychic medium Francine Milano, visit her website at francinemilano.com. Until next time, remember that peace begins with an open heart.